Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ethan Centuria is here, ladies and gentlemen. Ethan's a new friend. He's the founder and the CEO of DealStruck, a lending marketplace that connects companies like yours and mine with credit solutions. He's here to talk to us about what I'm calling a new and exciting landscape of capital sources that small business owners have in front of them. Ethan Centuria, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
So do you agree with my characterization, a new and exciting landscape of capital sources for small business?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that's happened over the last 10 years, certainly since the Great Recession, is that a lot of new types of lenders have emerged to help small businesses as the banking system backed away from making loans to these companies.
Right,
and
right.
I'm not sure that there's been a time like this before where so many different options have been available
never.
To growing small companies as there are now.
There has never been a time like this before, Ethan, and I've got the gray hair to prove that I know what I'm talking about. So for years, for centuries, I guess, small businesses' funding options were their own investment capital, their retained earnings, profits they kept in the business, and loans. Now, there was some, and I say their own investment, including their own investment, might have been someone else's investment. But that was always a limited thing. And I'm talking about businesses that are Main Street businesses where the owner plans to stay in the business for their life, not a scaling startup where everybody plans to be out in 5 years. You know what I mean? I'm talking about that kind of company.
Yep.
And so those were our options. Oh, and there's one more. If you got into trouble, if you became desperate, you'd go to a factor. But that was just one more, one step closer to the back door to being out of business. Today, there are lots of new options. All the ones I just said, except you've got asset-based lenders. Factors are coming out of the shadows and becoming part of the solution for non-desperate companies. And crowdfunding, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think one of the big changes that's happening is that a lot of the lenders emerging today are using technology in ways that some of the older mainline traditional lenders were not. And
right.
What that's doing is it's making the process of getting a loan for a small business easier, faster,
yep.
simpler, more transparent, and it's allowing alternative lenders or lenders like DealStruck to be able to deliver products that typically were reserved for larger companies because we can handle small transactions on economics that make sense now for both the business, the borrower, small business owner, and for the lender because of the way we use technology.
Well, now see, what you just said is a bellwether cautionary tale for banks. And you may know, Ethan, that I'm a great champion of community banks. I love community banks. I believe in them. I wouldn't be here today talking to you if it weren't for a community bank who helped me when I needed help and where I still bank. So I believe in them. However, Ethan, I was at their convention earlier this year, and I had a booth. I exhibited there and spoke there, and they all know me. So they came by my booth, and when they came by, I asked them two questions. I said, do you know what crowdfunding is? And if they said they knew what crowdfunding was, I said, do you know how it's going to affect your bank? Only two people could answer the second question. Very few had even heard of crowdfunding. Only two people could tell me how it was going to, who had heard of crowdfunding, could tell me how it was going to affect them. That's a scary informal poll for community banks, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we totally agree with you that community banks are a vital part of a healthy financing ecosystem for small businesses, and we see ourselves as a complement to a community bank. One of the reasons we started our company is because we wanted to provide a graduation process to companies that maybe couldn't quite qualify mm-hmm. as a bank, give them a way to get fair, affordable capital, grow their business, stabilize their operation, become more profitable, but ultimately help them make that step to a conventional relationship. So for us, we need and we want community banks to be aware of what's going on, to know how it impacts them,
right,
to know where their role is going to be in the landscape so that we can actually partner with them to help more small businesses maybe first use a company like ours, but then get to a conventional relationship.
Well, the thing I've been very proud of community banks for over the last 6 years, Ethan, is that they have never stopped lending. You know, when big companies were pulling in and weren't making any small business loans, the big banks, I should say, community banks were always lending. I talk to them all the time. They never stopped lending. However, they've got another problem, and it comes back to what you were talking about a minute ago. They are there's nobody as conservative and traditional and maybe even a little stodgy as community banks. And millennials don't like traditional or conservative or stodgy, do they? they like to let's get this over with, and I want to do it on my smartphone, and that's going to be an issue for a lot of community banks, isn't it?
It could be. I mean, the thing that we see the opportunity is, you know, community banks have a couple advantages. One is there's lots of them, so they have a huge network, their distribution and their reach is large, about 7,000, and they touch you know, millions of small businesses across the country. What they don't do very well is develop unique financial products, build interesting technology,
right,
design user experiences mm-hmm. that deliver amazing online customer experiences. And that's where companies like ours can actually be a partner of a community bank to say, we'll bring the technology and the back office expertise. You bring what you do best, which is your relationship with your small businesses, and let's try and partner together to get more capital into the hands of these companies. And that's something that we have started to work on. We have mm-hmm. we have community banks that, you know, refer deals to us, that work with us on a partnership basis to be able to deliver and distribute
good
the products that we offer to their customers through the bank.
Banks like serial numbers and legal descriptions. And I've been asking them for a long time, you need to learn how to file a UCC on a website. With my tongue only somewhat in my cheek, Ethan.
Right.
Because a lot of the business they're going to be doing in the future is going to be for digital assets, not for things with serial numbers or legal descriptions. I need your website quickly, Ethan. Ethan, I need your website.
Oh, dealstruck.com.
All right, good job. Dealstruck.com. We're going to get Ethan to explain a little bit more about how his business works and a little bit more about this topic after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.